is ENT, the Ed News ticker for Tuesday, May 29th. I'm Kirsten Winkler.
And I'm Christopher Dawson. 1 million students strong, Echo 360 secures $31 million in financing. Last week, the Washington Post reported that one of the leaders in this area of blended learning, the Washington, D.C.-based Echo 360, had taken on a big chunk of capital to fuel an ambitious mission to reach what it called 50% of U.S. college students in the next 5 years, said its CEO, Fred Singer. Today, the four-year-old company already has 1 million students using its blended learning solutions in over 6,000 classrooms and 500 institutions. It owns 54% of the market and is seeing annual revenue of $15 million. Echo 360 licenses its software to schools in annual contracts that range from $20,000 to $200,000, depending on the size of the school, which works out to an average cost for students of about $15 per year. Echo 360 is currently serving about 10% of the colleges and universities in the U.S. That's on TechCrunch, and I saw that story as well, and that's Not a bad deal all around, actually.
Not at all. So that's a big market, pretty cost effective for the students, $15 a year. On the other hand, big business for them by the pure numbers. So
Sounds
like a very good.
Well, it's something that all schools are thinking about, not just schools with online learning programs. So, you know, lecture capture is a pretty, a fairly easy sell, easier, I think, than some of the others out there. So.
Agreed.
Excellent.
So, Haiti to pay mother's school incentives via mobile. Each mother will receive up to $20 or £13, as the story comes from the BBC, a month, and the transfers will be made via mobile phone. The program called Ti Maman Chérie, or Dear Little Mother, aims to benefit initially 100,000 families in the capital, Port-au-Prince. Venezuela is providing $15 million or £9.5 million for the first phase of the program. Now, other Latin American countries such as Brazil, Mexico have opted schemes that provide benefits to families who keep their children in education. And I would say,
interesting.
Yeah, and the country that touched by natural disaster, well, they should focus on education, I think.
But
interesting
Absolutely.
Approach, like in some of the African countries, that many more things go via mobile compared with us here in the Western world.
Absolutely, yeah. If this is the only connection that folks have, mm-hmm. then it's something that starts making a lot more sense.
Yep.
So Sun X Octavia now bringing interactive sound to school playgrounds. The solar-powered interactive sound device is now shipping to schools in Europe. The coconut-esque device straps onto a conventional swing set in order to keep kids outside. The company designed it with tight school budgets in mind, making it completely wireless, self-contained, and easy to install. Once in place, swingers can activate three oral games, each of which act to, quote, awaken the natural curiosity in children to explore possibilities through activity. The price per unit is $620. So $620, the current gadget, I don't know, for something that is just outside activity.
Exactly, that's pretty costly.
Kids like to swing anyway, yeah.
And it means that nature itself to children isn't attractive anymore, or
isn't
attractive enough anymore that you need an extra device to keep them outside.
Yeah, maybe we just pay them on their mobile phones to stay outside. I don't know.
Okay, let's move on to the next story. From the next web, Wikipedia Zero expands into Asia, drops mobile data charges for 10 million subscribers in Malaysia. So Wikipedia Zero is a project launched by the Wikimedia Foundation to offer free mobile access to Wikipedia in emerging countries, expanding into Asia for the first time this week via a partnership with Malaysian operator Digi, opening access to more than 10 million subscribers in the country. Free access is limited to the mobile-centric text-only version of Wikipedia, which is available via zero.wikipedia.org. And via its partnership with Digi, Wikipedia's free-to-access service is now available in three countries, joining Uganda and Tunisia. So, again, another story from the mobile world and how important it is, for developing countries,
yeah.
I guess.
critically important, critically important. And actually, we're seeing the something very similar here in the United States, at least in the inner city. Oftentimes, a mobile phone with basic web access is the only reliable internet access that students have. So, you know, this is not all smartphones all the time or, you know, their laptops. In fact, the statistics show that inner city kids very often have access to web on the mobile phone far more frequently than they do on a computer. So,
and it's nice that they now have access to an educational resource as well, not only games, maybe.
Right,
although
right.
Games can, of course, be educational. Right.
Yeah, exactly. So another mobile phone story from this one on EduQuest, actually. Mobile phones not allowed in school, stored in a truck. A lot of schools don't allow mobile phones or other electronic gadgets for a variety of reasons. What are kids supposed to do with these when they can't take them into the building? As for every problem, small startup founders find a solution. In this case, Vernon Alcozer, a Bronx businessman and federal correctional officer, came up with a clever solution, a mobile storage facility in form of a truck parked outside the school called Pure Loyalty Electronic Device Storage. One gadget turned in cost $1, two only $1.50. This is open from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. every school day, and between 300 to 700 gadgets are stored in the truck every day. And, of course, all devices are insured during phone storage. Great idea.
I think this is a good business idea, and that's New York City alone, so I imagine nationwide, already 300 to 700 gadgets a day, I see great potential there. Why not?
Absolutely, yeah. Or let the kids use them in school, but you know, that's a whole other story for another day. Right?
Yeah, with a lot of other implications.
Exactly.
K-12 and higher ed, The Guardian tells us that Quebec students protest leaders to meet with government for tuition-free talks. So we reported on that in ENT's last episode, and now so the students in Quebec are to meet with the province's education minister to resume talks over a proposed tuition fee hike that have sparked widespread protest. It will be the fourth round of discussions as both sides bid to come to agreement over the government's proposal to increase university fees by $325 a year for 5 years. The proposal sparked a strike and huge protests in Quebec, which have been fueled by the government introducing a draconian law which restricts people's rights to demonstrate. So I think two things coming together here. As you pointed out, you and the U.S. are somewhat already used to spike in tuition fees, and maybe
$325. Jeez,
don't protest like that.
I wish. Right. Yeah. I mean, I wish that the $325 a year was a big deal, but that's far less than par for the course, I'm afraid. So. Well, in our study and research section, exercise improves memory, helps alleviate ADHD. Evidence suggests being active improves cognition and memory and could alleviate the symptoms of ADHD in kids. In a series of recent studies, Dartmouth researchers discovered these benefits vary according to age, and a specific gene appears to determine the degree to which exercise helps. This raises the possibility that exercise could be a treatment for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which certainly I think we're seeing a lot of schools actually just promoting, you know, instead of taking away recess, you know, promoting lots of physical activity. It kind of makes sense, but
Dartmouth says makes sense, but sometimes you need this scientifically proven or this scientific approval sign to maybe really take action then. So,
but those kids
it's
outside.
Sort of common. Oh. Common sense, maybe.
Well, that closes this episode of ENT. You'll find all the links to the articles we covered on EduQuest. Just go to eduquest.com/ENT18. Also follow the Ed News Ticker on Twitter, @EdNewsTicker, to stay updated during the week. You can also help us with the show. Go to our new subreddit at ednewsticker.reddit.com and submit your own articles or vote and comment on those you would like us to discuss during the show. ENT will be back on Wednesday. Until then, have a great week, everyone.